What's up, everybody tuning in to season two
episode of two?
Exactly, of Sugoi Anime. I'm Brian Polite, and this is
Jesus Gonzalez, aka Juice,
aka Hugo, baby. Juice.
Yep.
If you had to choose a type of juice flavor, what would you be?
I don't know. Let me think.
What's your favorite?
Probably have to go with the guava nectar.
Whoa, that is very specific, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It tastes so good. It's just too sweet, so I can't have it all the time.
Right. I don't think I've had it. It sounds good, though.
Yeah. I'll probably bring some the next time I come over.
Dude,
which I never have been able to.
Dude, yes, you're going to have to come over one of these days, bro.
That's all good, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. We'll have you come on down to the TOOELE, bro.
Oh, yeah, that is how you spell that.
To Willa. I know, it's weird because it sounds nothing like it's what it's spelled, literally.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. But whatever. Yep. I mean,
it's all good. You know how it goes.
Yeah. So, today's episode, the main topic will most likely be Weathering With You, the movie. So, Jesus and I, and a couple other buddies of ours, we went to watch the movie in theaters just yesterday, right?
Yeah, it would have been Friday the 17th of January, in case you guys want to be more, anybody who's listening to it in the future.
Right. So we're going to go over what we thought about it. We're going to go over some, just discuss some thoughts and likes and dislikes. But before that, let's talk about some shows we've been watching and stuff since last time we talked. Have you caught up with anything? You watching anything new? Or
I actually started watching, I think I mentioned this to you, I was watching Shokugeki no Soma.
That's Food Wars.
Food Wars.
Yeah, so you did mention that.
I was like, I think I'm almost done with season one.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm halfway through right now.
Right.
But so far, it's been very entertaining.
Oh, dude, it's so good. I think season one, because I've only watched season one and two, but I think season one's my favorite so far. And so I haven't watched season three. I don't know how good it is or not, but as of now, I think season one is the better season. And funny, dude. So good, so funny, beautifully animated, just hilarious. Oh,
very
man.
Very hilarious. Dude,
great.
You know it's like they came out with the fourth season this year? And that's the last season. You know that, right?
Wait. There's already a season four?
Yeah, it's called The Fourth Plate.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck? I did not know that.
Yeah, because the manga already ended, I think, like a year or two ago.
Oh, snap, dude.
Yeah.
Man, I am very behind then, huh?
A little bit.
Holy crap. Well, I guess that makes two of us, but
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I barely picked it up, so it's like, eh.
Right. I think Food Wars, what I like about it as well, is it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's
thank
like,
goodness. Yeah, that's the best
yeah,
part.
It's funny and everything, and it doesn't take itself too seriously, so it's like, it's like a nice break from like, you know, normal shonen type anime.
Yeah.
But
this one's cooking.
Yeah, it's about cooking, exactly. It's about cooking, and it's about people basically just, I don't want to say the word, but they're just filled with joy, to the brim with joy, to the point where they release a specific sound and somehow their clothing removes as well, because the food is so delicious that they just everything comes off of them and they start yelling and crying and screaming, and it's just very pleasurable.
It's like, I'll have what they're having.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, the food is so good that it's like pleasuring you. That's how they're portraying the taste of food with like showing, you know. Yeah, it's hilarious, dude. It's hilarious.
It's kind of hard to, it's like, how else are you gonna like describe it though? It's like, because when it comes to like food and other such things, it's like, what are you gonna, how else are you supposed to describe it?
I know. There's no other way. It's funny because the first I remember watching the first episode because my buddy's older brother recommended it to me, Aaron's big brother Luis, and I remember I watched that episode and I was just like, "What the heck is happening right now?" And I just had to like shut the door to my room and made sure nobody was watching what I was watching. So.
It's all good.
It's so funny, man. But yeah, that's cool. That's a good show to watch.
Yeah, and then let me think. What else have I been watching? I started watching Death Parade again. That
Death
one came out a few
Parade.
years ago. It's pretty short, but it was like one made by Madhouse.
I don't remember you telling me about this one.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Now that you mention it, I don't think, maybe I didn't. Either
What's
way,
it about? Oh,
so
excuse
it's
me.
about like this, like, how do you put it? So when I guess a pair, so they don't have to be like related or in a relationship or anything like that,
Yeah.
they die at the same time.
Oh.
What ends up happening is like, I get they have some sort of difficulty judging whether or not they should go to heaven or hell.
Oh.
So they get sent to this place and they play some games in order to decide which one goes to heaven and which one goes to hell out of the two.
Oh, wow. Oh, but one of them have to go to heaven and one of them has to go to hell.
Or both go to hell.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't really matter. It just depends on where they're going, is the point of the game.
Yeah, but it looks like only one person can go to go to heaven.
I see. So basically, okay, I understand. So basically, the game, this show is all about over trying to overcome the other person to get to heaven.
No.
Oh.
Not
Okay.
quite. So that's what ends up happening, but it's like during that time, whether or not you actually win or lose does not necessarily mean you go to heaven or hell. It's
Oh.
how you do things and how you like portray yourself, whether you lose your morality or not in that kind of situation. Because when the people are put into that situation, they're told, all right, you're putting your life on the stake on this game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the people who are like the person who's, I guess, the arbiter, the
Okay.
judge, decides whether who gets to go where.
Okay. I mean, it sounds interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it has a fantastic opening.
Oh. Well, man, anime with fantastic openings is always very entertaining.
Yeah, I would say take a look at it, but the opening is very misleading, so it is
Really?
not full of sunshine and joy like the opening.
That's pretty funny.
But
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
apart from that, let me think. No, there hasn't really been any new updates apart from, we watched the movie Weathering With You.
Right.
I mean, we just found out yesterday that My Hero Academia's movie, The Heroes Rising, is coming out next month.
Oh.
And so I think we'll also end up doing a podcast on that, so.
Yes. You said the 26th, right?
Yeah, so it's like a, should be a Wednesday on there. Let me
Right.
see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a Wednesday, but you know, they're more than likely going to show it the whole week or something like that. That's how
Right.
Funimation usually does it.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah, I'm down. Dude, I don't think I've seen a trailer for it, to be honest.
Well, you can look it up. They've been making trailers for it for a while now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it about exactly?
So they're finding a new villain. His name is Nine, but from what everybody's telling me is that it is going to be based upon more like further up ahead in the manga than where the anime is at right now.
Oh, interesting.
And the other part was that it's going to use a lot of the elements of what they were going to use for the ending of the manga.
Oh, didn't you say that, like, what's the director's name? Horikoshi or whatever? No.
Oh, the manga writer, yeah, his name's Horikoshi, yeah.
Didn't you say that he had to like change up some stuff from the ending because he wanted to do that for this movie or something like that?
Yeah, he was like, okay, you guys can use this ending. I'll just change it up a bit so that way it's still mine, pretty
Oh, I
much.
see.
You
Oh,
know?
interesting. I wonder how badly it affected his original vision. It sounds like it might have.
Apparently enough to the point where he doesn't want them to make any more movies after this one.
Oh, what the freak, dude?
He's just
That's pretty
like,
hardcore.
no. He
What
is like,
the heck?
that's what the rumors are going out right now, that it's like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Jeez, dude.
So
That's
yeah,
pretty
enough to
hardcore.
where he's like, no more movies after this one, at least not for a while.
It's kind of crazy to think about that studios that are making movies and stuff have so much influence over the actual directors of the manga, like the actual manga and the anime.
Yeah.
Like basically, yeah, because
Let me think. I mean, they always ask like Oda to do stuff for the One Piece movies, don't they?
right, that's
Like
true.
do character designs or something like that.
Yeah, that's
Or
true.
I guess for Akira Toriyama, they always ask him to make new character designs. It's not necessarily his story, but he'll go out of his way to make character designs. I mean, all the character designs for like Dragon Ball GT were his.
Oh, right. Oh, really? He
Yeah.
himself?
Yeah, he did them.
Oh. Oh. You know, dude, I thought I saw a picture the other day of Akira Toriyama, and he looked fat, dude. I don't know if it's how recent is it is.
Are you
Dude, he looked like,
serious?
yeah, I don't know where I saw, like, I forgot. I think it might have been Instagram. I don't even know if it was like a super recent picture or not, but he looked like fat.
Mangakas don't really go out. I mean, they don't really go out in public much, so it's kind of hard to tell what
Yeah,
your picture's from or whatever.
I just thought it was super weird because I was just like, what the heck? It looks like Akira Toriyama, but he looks like chubby, dude. I don't know where I. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, sure. You know?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Some of them are ageless wonders, and others, you know, they just age really quickly or put on some weight.
Well, I mean, you know, Asians just have that ability to
Yeah.
like not look like they're aging at all. And then they just hit a point where it like all catches up to them and they look like their skin is falling or something. You know, not to speak ill of Asians, I love them, but you know, that's a stereotype and it's true.
Yeah, I guess yeah, to some extent.
Yeah. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's how it is. That's how it is. Any other anime you're watching there, Yesus, my dude?
No, just the same stuff as last time.
Okay.
Still, yeah, I'm still watching like, you know, One Piece, Black
Right.
Clover, all the other stuff.
Where are you in Black Clover? I didn't. I maybe.
I am completely caught up.
Oh. Okay. Well,
Yep.
I am behind, so sorry.
How far behind are you?
I'm okay. I'm where the oh my gosh. Yuna is an elf. He's an elf, and they were fighting oh, what's his name? The guy with the swords, the light swords.
What's his name?
What's his
Licked?
name? Licht. Yeah, they were fighting Licht. Yeah, and it like yeah, that's where I was at. That's like where I stopped watching.
Oh my gosh, you're so far behind them.
Yeah, and I know, I know,
Do you know
I know.
what's going on right now in the
No,
anime? Oh
please
my
tell me.
gosh. They're fighting a demon right now.
Oh, in the anime?
Yeah.
What the freak? That's that quick? Because I remember in
Yeah.
the manga they were doing that.
No, they're
But
fighting a different one that what's his bucket? Not the real Licked, the fake Licked.
right.
Yeah, apparently
But I
his
think
soul
his name's
got
like Pachi.
corrupted,
Oh,
I guess.
Pachi. His name's Pachi, bro. His name's
Oh yeah,
Pachi.
Pachi, yeah. So
Yeah,
Pa
yeah.
yeah, Patry got corrupted. So his grimoire got turned into a
Right.
five leaf.
For
Because
real?
remember how he was a four leaf one?
Oh, so is that where the demon comes out of?
No, but apparently they need that in order to take like a physical form. I'm not
Huh.
entirely sure what's up with it, I think I still need to explore more of the lore.
Right. I mean, dude, it's a good anime. It's
Yeah.
a very good anime.
It's pretty good, but I need to get on catching up with the manga. That's what I really need to do.
Yeah, I've noticed you like to read manga more than watch anime. Or am I
It's
crazy?
faster.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
It's faster. And you're always ahead of everybody.
Right. I
You
get
know,
it. No,
all
I
the
get it.
information before everybody else. You get it
So that
faster.
is that why you like to read manga
Oh
more,
no, it's
or is
also I also like Oda's art is actually really good. He's actually
Right.
a better artist than most of the other Shonen Jump guys.
Right, yeah.
And people don't really realize it because they only watch the anime.
Yeah,
So it's
that's a
like
good
you can't
point.
really appreciate all the artwork that goes into it unless you actually get around to reading it.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I actually watched One Piece today, but
I
I only
have
watched
not.
one episode. I've only
I
watched one episode.
have.
So there's a bunch of catching up I still need to do, but
Yeah, I think I'm
yeah.
gonna wait for a bit, for it to catch up a little bit more on the anime.
Yeah.
Because
Wait,
I'm
where are you at
already.
right now?
I'm
Where are you at
caught
right now?
up!
Oh, you caught up.
Yeah,
I
so it's
see.
like I ran out of episodes, so now I'm like, frick, I'm caught up, so I'm just gonna
Right.
lay off of it for probably the next 3 or 4 months.
Hey man, that's fair. I say.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, you know?
Yeah, and then eventually I'll get back into the Wano arc.
Dude, the Wano arc's super good right now, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, dude. Anything else you've caught up with?
No, not really. No. It's not that I can think of.
Dude, I let me tell you what I have been watching. I already we basically already talked about this, but now that we're actually recording, we can, actually tell people what we're watching.
That's true.
So as you know, I already told you, but I'm caught up to Fire Force, okay? Freaking amazing. Did you watch the new episode of My Hero Academia today?
Not yet, but I already know what happens, so it's okay.
Oh, right. Well, it's very good and it's very
I
emotional.
know.
And
I'm
it's very
probably gonna cry
emotional.
as soon as I go watch it.
Dude, let me tell you something. You will cry. Let me tell
Yeah.
you, because I definitely did, dude. I definitely did. My wife was watching me like, "What in the hell is going on with you?" And I was just like, yeah, it was good,
Yeah,
dude.
just like
It was
you
a
in the
good
theater
episode.
yesterday.
Dude, that's how I am when I watch movies, man.
I
That's how I just me, George and Juan, dude, if you haven't noticed, me, George and Juan, we're literally just we're just crazy, dude. And we don't hide our emotions. We go nuts. We go
Yep.
nuts, dude. You know? You some do people things. Might not like it, but I don't care.
It's okay.
So,
it's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, dude. Yeah. And then, dude, Fire Force, you need to watch that show, dude. I'm telling you. You need to get to where
okay,
I'm at,
okay,
bro.
Okay, okay. How about this? I'll catch up to Fire Force, but I want you to catch up at least part 3 of JoJo's.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
That or you have to watch Steins Gate. You take your pick.
I'll probably watch JoJo's.
Yeah.
For now. Maybe someday I'll watch Steins Gate. But for now, I'll definitely watch JoJo's, dude. Yeah, dude. I'll definitely watch it. I will. I promise. I will.
Okay.
Because it's good. And I've kind of gotten back into kind of like an anime mood. I don't know. I don't know if it was the movie that did it for me or actually catching up to Fire Force. But, like, I'm kind of, like, you know, back in the mood to, like actually sit down and watch anime. So, yeah, caught up to Fire Force, like I said. What else? I'm watching, like I said, Haikyuu as well. Every new episode that comes out. And then I'm also watching My Hero Academia. I'm watching just random stuff here and there. Dude. Did you know that Studio Ghibli just came out with a new movie on Netflix?
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Ni no Kuni.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started watching it today. I wasn't able to finish it, but it's actually pretty good. It's not like anything super amazing as of now, but like, dude, it's Studio Ghibli, man. That's all I gotta say. It's Studio Ghibli, bro.
Huh.
You know, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah. So, it's pretty good. Yeah, because there's also video games of Ni no Kuni, but, you know, they came out with this movie. And, yeah, I'm excited to finish watching it. So, but yeah. And then I think that's basically it, dude, for me as well.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's get talking about this movie.
Let's do it, man. Dude, tell us what it's about, brother.
It's a romantic journey between a boy and a girl.
Oh, man.
I know, it sounds really cheesy, but...
That's a beautiful explanation so far. Way to start off the explanation, man.
So, to not get into too much spoiler territory, because, you know, I'm sure some people still haven't gotten around to watching it, and I think it's still
right.
For a couple, I want to say a week or two more in theaters, but, yeah, I'm not entirely sure on that.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
So, it's about a boy and a girl. If you haven't seen the trailer, then you might be a little bit lost, but, so they are basically going through a journey, you know. The main character, he is a runaway, and he's basically just hanging out in Tokyo trying to do his best to survive, and runs into a girl who, basically, he really likes.
She's and, the cutie patootie.
Yeah, eventually, you know, they go on a bit of an adventure when they discover she has a interesting ability. And
very, very interesting.
Yeah. And yeah, it just, you know, they go through their hardships. Many tears are shed. Many heartwarming moments, though.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say heartfelt, but heartwarming.
Yeah.
Same thing, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about as good of an explanation as I can give it as without spoiling it for you guys.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good. The only, you know, I think, okay. Let's go into spoiler territory then, you know?
Okay, so...
Let's tell people, hey guys, guess what? It's spoiler time.
So, yeah. basically, starting now is spoilers. I will probably split this clip up so way we can, so you guys know, and I'll let you know in the clips when you guys can jump back in. Down in, if you're watching on YouTube, down in the description, all that stuff. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm sorry. this might be a if you're into spoilers, here you go.
Sorry. Okay. Bye. All right. I have a question.
Okay.
What the heck is up with the weather, dude? Like, what are those? They never explained what the little, like, animal, like, the rain they fish stuff was.
Kind of did, I guess. So, from what I was I able to I must have tell, not.
Uh-huh.
At least what they were able to tell is that the clouds are basically their own ecosystem, and that even one cloud has enough water to fill up a lake. So you would, if you have these massive clouds right next to each other, you're going to find like these animals, like the giant whales, the little fishies that are all over the amazingly beautiful sky dragon.
Terrifying sky dragon.
Yeah.
When he ate oh man, what's his name? What's the main character's name?
I forgot.
What's his name? Oh my gosh, what's his name? Well, main character's name. When he ate him and pooped him out, I was like, man, that was terrifying, but also gorgeous to watch, man. Let's be real here.
Yeah, that's true. Let me see. Yeah,
what's his name, dude? Dude, it's got to be like Edward or something. I'm just kidding.
It's Hodaka.
Hodaka, yeah. Oh, Hodaka.
Hodaka.
Right, I remember that.
Yep, of course you did.
Well, now, after you said it, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, it's Hodaka. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh man, it was just really interesting. He got pooped out by a dragon.
Dude, that part was crazy, man. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about favorite character for you. Who was it, dude?
I would actually have to say it was either, what's it called? Mr. Suga.
Oh, cool.
Hina's younger brother. Who we will refer to as Senpai.
I love how he took his nickname so seriously too. Hodaka. He was like, he legit was like, Senpai! When the freaking cops were like, dude, that was so funny, man. That was so funny.
When you watch it, it makes a lot of sense. His name's Nagi, or that's his
right.
That's his name, or his nickname. But yeah,
dude, that kid's a freaking player, man. I love that kid.
It's like when Hodaka runs into him for the first time, it's like, man, that kid's a player.
Oh man!
And then there's like Hodaka who can't even get a date.
Dude, it was super funny. I think, my gosh, I think, what's his name? The little kid's name again?
Hina? Nagi.
Nagi. Yeah, I think he's my favorite. But also the girl is my favorite. What's her name? The sunshine girl? The actual sunshine girl?
Hina.
Dude. Oh my gosh, dude. Oh, and also Mr. Suga's niece. Actually, she's probably one of my favorites too. Mostly because she's just so like over the top and like funny and like she just calls stuff out. Like she's always like, "Are you looking at my boobs?" And it's like, it's pretty funny. And then Hodaka gets like all embarrassed and stuff. But dude, I think honestly the characters in this movie, I think that they have. Like, if we had to compare your name to this movie, honestly, I like this movie better. I was thinking about it, and I think I like this movie better because
You know, I felt the same thing, but yeah, continue.
I think it's, I don't know, what's the director's name of the movie, the creator? It was like
Ma
Makoto.
Makoto Shinkai, I believe is.
Yes.
I'm sorry if I butchered that name,
I
but
think you said it. I think you it's I think you got it right. But
yeah, Makoto Shinkai.
I feel like I think he literally, like, Your Name came out, gorgeous, beautiful movie, everything about it was amazing. But I think he like perfected like his style of like character development, of characters, of story, of like storytelling. I think he perfected it for this movie. I don't know if that makes sense. So I'm not saying Your Name was a bad movie because it's not. It was amazing. But I feel like this movie was just that much better by a little bit. Just because, like, for me, the characters stood out more in this one. Like, all the individual characters, not just like the two main, you know, the girl and the guy. But, like, all the other characters, like, dude, Mr. Suga, his story is awesome. His backstory, you feel, dude, you by the end, you feel really bad for the guy, dude. Like when he actually finally like gets his daughter back and stuff after Horika graduates, like I was smiling inside with tears in my eyes, bro, because like he was struggling for a long time, you know? He finally got over his the little hump of like trials and stuff, and you know, the freaking great spirit in the sky blessed him, you know, for his hard work. So I just like the characters overall. They're like the detail of their backstories, you know, just everything, how they all mesh together and like their problems that they have, you know, everything just fits so well, man. I just love it. I love it. Love it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I agree with you for the most part on that. The only
Okay.
thing that I felt like I love characters when they grow. And I felt
Right.
that from every single little character in that movie, except for the main character.
Right.
Horika. Like, it
Right.
wasn't a lot of he had some character growth and whatnot, you know,
Right.
figuring out, you know, what he actually wanted. You know, he wanted to be with Hina, and you know, that's just
He was determined to get
he
what he
was
wanted,
determined to get
and
what
he
he wanted. It took him a while to get to that point though, but I
Right.
felt like it just was too slow on that. But at the same time, you know, teenagers and whatnot, so to some extent it made sense. So I was like, I'm not, you know, trying to criticize it too much, because like it's still a good movie, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Right.
But I would say character growth wise, I felt, at least from the main characters, I felt like Your Name did a little bit better on that end. But
Okay.
overall, for all the other characters, yeah, definitely Weathering With You was superior in that aspect.
Right. So you're saying that the main characters were better in Your Name, but the like the supporting cast is better in Weathering With You.
Yes.
You know what? I think I have to agree with you on that. I have to agree with you on that. Like, because maybe it's just because I haven't watched Your Name for a while, but now that you're kind of talking about that specific situation, yeah, because Your Name is all. What's
Sorry,
that?
could you repeat that one more time? It looks like you cut out there for a second.
Oh, no, what I said was, I have to agree with you because I haven't watched Your Name in a while, but you talking about it kind of reminded me. But Your Name is like all about the two main characters, and you know, and the Makoto,
Makoto? Oh,
death,
yeah.
something like that, whatever. He definitely was able to like bring out their, you know, their growing and their situations and their love in like a perfect way, to where, you know, they literally grew up and like they fell in love with each other in like a cool way, but like the aspect of each character, you know, there was no like weird secrets, like Hokota. What's his name again? The main character in Weathering with You,
Horika.
Hokoto. Oh my gosh, I am so off, dude. So Otika, like the whole reason he's in Tokyo is because he wanted to run away from his family, but nobody ever said what the heck his problems were. I mean, we know that he was like, he felt like he was suffocating, but dang, bro, that's a pretty hardcore thing to do when you're just like suffocating, like getting on a freaking ship, going to a different place, living on the streets. I don't know, that's a little extreme. Usually people that do that are like going through like hella freaking hard stuff at home, or like their parents like separate, or they're dead. Like the Boy and the Beast, the movie in the Boy and the Beast. He
I still have
literally
to finish
had.
that one.
You haven't finished the movie?
Like, I'm always about to start it, and I'm like, oh, I can watch it later.
Oh
But
my
either way, either way, either
dude.
way. All right, let's not jump too far off topic.
You're right, you're right. But let me just say this. Do yourself a favor and watch that movie, my friend. You
Okay.
are missing out, buddy. Let me tell you right now. You are missing out, dude. You gotta watch that movie. Hardcore.
Okay.
For sure.
Yep.
But yeah, so yeah, man, honestly, Weathering with You, man, like it's a very interesting concept to like to you know I don't know, like I think this director, you know, brings in a very interesting way to tell a love story every time he makes a movie.
Yeah.
Well, I've only watched, I think, the, Your Name and Weathering with You. So I don't know how his other movies are, but if when he's trying to make a love film, man, he puts in some crazy stuff, man, but it works, dude. And when freaking Hina was like turning into water, dude, I was so sad, bro. I was crying with Otika, dude. So hard, bro. Oh man, dude. I was just like, dude, I would let it rain for the rest of my life to have this girl be with me, dude. I would do that. I don't give a crap about anyone else, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it like made you feel at the end. It's like, because these are very emotional movies, and I guess you need to be able to be vulnerable in that situation when you watch these kinds of movies in order to fully appreciate it.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, one of the, it's a beautiful love story, and it's one of those things that us as humans are always like either striving for or trying to keep for ourselves because, what better feeling is there than feeling loved?
That's deep, bro. That's some
Yeah.
deep stuff. That's some deep stuff you're talking about. But
Yeah.
you're absolutely right,
And
dude.
that's why we
You're
love these
absolutely
stories,
right.
man. That's why we absolutely love these stories. For me, it's like my favorite like anime movies are like stuff like, Howl's Moving Castle, Silent Voice, and or speaking of which, one series that I can think of off the top of my head is like Violet Evergarden. All of those are like centered around the principle of love. And, yeah, they're gorgeously animated, obviously,
Right.
but the story itself is just enhanced by that, the beauty that it is being portrayed with the animation.
Wow. Dang, dude. You went super deep, dude.
Well, yeah.
Jeez, bro. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. And I think you hit the nail on the head because I in media there's so many different ways to portray love in music, in movies, in shows, in anime, in video games even, you know? And the way that this director does it is super interesting, you know? He just makes you, he makes you feel like the main character, where you want to save that girl. You know, you love her too, dude. You know what I mean? And it's not like necessarily like that you love that girl specifically, you know, like actually love her. It's more of like the concept of something that you, the viewer, love, right? So he's making you feel that love and what you would do, and then you put yourself in Hodaka's shoes, you know, and you relate to him, you know, because what would you not do for something that you love? You know what I mean? Like, to what limit would you go to? This guy freaking almost killed a dude.
He got
Right?
arrested twice.
He got arrested twice, dude. He almost died who knows how many freaking times. Bro, and we are selling him short. Let me tell you right now. That guy literally ran all the way to that building. And the director made it kind of try to show us how much he ran. And dude, I don't think he still showed exactly the amount of distance he ran, because damn, bro, I would not be able to do that. I don't think I would. I don't think I'd be able to run the whole time to that freaking building. But man, was it worth it, dude? Was it worth it for him to not freaking stop? And it's crazy because there's always little barriers that pop up, you know, some really big barriers that pop up, right? Like, let's just start out at the freaking police station when he got caught the second time, right? Well, when he got caught and he literally took a chance and slipped up away from three cops. He runs downstairs. He's like tripping and falling, but he still gets past all, you know, the booth, the receptionist lady, and then he gets out of the station. He gets almost ran over 15 freaking times. He's still going. You know, he's running. The investigator guy comes out of the station running after him, which looks great, by the way. The animation of the investigator when he was running, I was dying, dude. He was just like, dude, so funny. And then freaking, he like gets into a corner and he finds the chick, the niece, dude. And so it's like every time he tries to like, you know, he's trying to get to that next hurdle, you know, or not, you know, he's trying to find a way out, you know, he just gets a little bit of help, boom, little bit of help, boom, little bit of help. And like, it's because of those relationships that he's built throughout the movie, you know, that helped him, you know, and his concept of like, you know, like, no, this girl means everything to me, and I want her more than anything, you know? And people believe in him because of that. And literally, Mr. Suga, like, got arrested because he believed in him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so did the
Like,
niece.
yeah, everyone. Everyone freaking got arrested in this movie, dude. You know? And let me just say, one of the funniest parts in that movie is when she's driving him on her motorcycle and she's like, I'm gonna be a cop and catch bad guys with on a motorcycle or whatever.
And
And then
nobody's
she
gonna get away.
and no one's gonna get away. And then Hodaka was like, I don't think they'll want to take you after what you're doing right now. And it's just like that moment, like I obviously butchered, the comedic value of that scene, but it was so well done, dude. It's
Yeah.
just, it's so good, man. It's so good. Such a freaking great movie, dude. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. For real.
Especially, not much else to talk about on that. Yeah. I felt like every single character that was introduced mattered,
Yeah. That's a
And
good way of putting it.
It wasn't just, a bunch of throwaway characters. It's like, oh yeah, see, here we go. And I always do appreciate it when writers do that. It's like nobody, not everybody's gonna be, maybe not get the spotlight, but
Right.
You know, for that moment, you're going to be able to see, you know, the importance to the story. It's like not just, here you go, here's some new characters.
Right.
But
Yeah.
let me
Yeah.
think.
I think he's a genius at what he's doing, dude. I think this guy's the new Ghibli. He's gonna take over the world. And like you said, if he comes out with a movie like that every 3 years, I'm watching it in theaters every 3 years, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all I'm saying, bro. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we're all going to be pretty excited about that. I mean, speaking of which, you know, what did you think the animation in this movie was better than Your Name, or was it about the same for you?
For me, honestly, like I said, like I think everything was a step up, to be honest. Maybe besides the point of like the actual, or maybe it's like on the same level, honestly, as Your Name, where the main characters like storytelling. But like, dude, even the beginning of the movie, bro, when it's showing like all the rain, and it even shows the effect of like her reflection in the window, like in her, you know, and then the beam of light that comes and shows the little shrine. Dude, just everything, like all the lights, all the different effects of like the rain and like the creatures from the rain and like even the crying of the characters, bro. It was like everything was like the expression on the characters' faces. Like I think everything is just a step up from what it used, you know? Like I think they just got better at what they're so good at. And it like for me it showed. I don't know. For me it showed. Like those little moments that like for me
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, okay, wow, like this is a step up. It's a step up. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
but
I'd
yeah.
actually, yeah, I would have to agree with you on that, you know, that everything did feel a little bit, maybe not a little bit better, but there were some aspects where I felt like, oh man, the coloring in this scene is, the color palette is just like magical almost, how it all matched up together. And even though, you know, they were shown like a, oh man, it's like water never looked so good in my life.
I know, dude, I agree. It was amazing.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's a lie, but actually it's a tie with this, with a different scene that I'm thinking of from a different medium.
Which one?
There was actually a scene in Violet Evergarden where she's running across a lake, I guess.
Oh,
It
wow.
is
Man,
very,
you talk
very
about the
pretty.
movie a lot.
Well, it's a series, but yeah, it's like you gotta get
Well,
on it,
right.
man. It's like 10 episodes. Well, 13, but
13 episodes, that's it?
yeah.
But isn't there like multiple different Violet Evergardens or whatever?
No, there's just one.
Oh, then
But
I'm
they
crazy.
do have one special and then two movies coming out.
Oh, two
Yeah.
movies?
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
So we're
That's
gonna
a lot
get
of
one in
movies.
like March, I wanna say, here in the US. And they're supposed to release another movie in Japan soon.
Oh, wow, dude. Two movies. That's crazy. Well, that's cool. I mean,
Yeah.
man, I'll have to watch it sometime.
But yeah, eventually. But that was besides the point. Yeah, either way, speaking of which, yeah, I would say definitely 10 out of 10 on the animation, though. Hands down. You
Dude,
know,
yeah, I have to agree with you as well.
it's like, you know, there, we talk a lot about the animation, but it's like, whenever we do talk about it, it's like, I try to think, okay, like, we have to compare it to something similar, especially in this case, but thankfully we do have a good movie that came before it that was also, you know, similar to this. It's like Your Name.
Oof. Snap. It like the camera kind of like freaked out a little bit. And you
Oh, it did.
sounded like a robot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Oh, but yeah, what was I saying though? Yeah, it's like, I think it's a good thing that we had, you know, Your Name to compare it to.
Yeah, I
Especially
agree.
because otherwise, it's like other movies that have great animation, you have like Akira or or what's it called? Spirited Away, or what's the other one? Redline. It's like they're really hard to compare to.
Oh
this
my
movie.
Gosh, dude, Redline is such a good movie. I was thinking about. I remember there was. Oh, the guy, the freaking guy, the investigator guy.
Yeah.
That guy reminds me of
dude, he had
the
the
main
hair.
guy.
He had the hair.
Dude, sweet JP, bro. Sweet JP.
Sweet JP. With his Trans Am.
Oh, right, yeah. The Trans Am. Oh, my gosh. That movie's so good, dude.
Yeah, but the animation That's obviously amazing. Is going to be way different from something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, man.
You're
the
like,
animation's
we're
kinda...
going like, both are really good, but man, it's like, you're going to need some sunglasses for this. To
yes,
your
dude,
eyes.
For real. Yeah, because it's that amazing. It's that amazing.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't got anything else. Do you have anything else to add?
I think we've talked about basically everything, honestly. I also want to mention, I love the part when they were actually doing the business of like the Sunshine Girl and like their little like costumes and stuff, especially the little brothers. Oh my gosh, dude. I was dying. I loved it. Loved it. They sold their performance, man. They sold it well. So, and the animation when the freaking sky would clear up and the music, it just made everything so much more emotional, dude.
Yeah,
the
speaking
combination
of which,
of everything.
We have to give a shout out to the Rad Wimps. That's the name of the band who did the music. Because, man, they did a really good job for the movie.
Dude, hashtag Rad Wimps for life, dude.
Yep.
They did a great job, man.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, the music was amazing for this movie.
It was so good, dude. So dang good. Yeah, man. I agree 100% with you. But yeah, I think that's basically it, honestly. I don't really have much else to say, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if anything, guys, like, you know, just whatever medium you're in, you know, follow us. We do have Instagram, Twitter, and all that other social media stuff. If you're
on
YouTube, subscribe, comment.
We barely post anything on those, but whatever, you know. You can follow us if you want.
Yeah, any announcements for, like, when we upload stuff should be on there.
Right.
And,
true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just subscribe, guys. Like, share the video so we can make more of these. The more you guys like, subscribe, comment, the more we can do this.
This is true. What Jesus is saying is true, bros. So, thanks for watching, guys. And watch your I was going to say your name. Watch your name, yes, but also watch Also watch Weathering With You.
Yeah, you guys, come on. It's like, I think it's like $3 or $4 on Amazon. Video, so watch your name first, and then
right.
Go watch this movie. You guys won't be disappointed. They're both really good, and you guys are gonna have a great time.
A great freaking time, let me tell
this,
you.
And you know what? I forgot to mention this. You know, this is a movie you can watch with anybody. I feel it isn't. You don't just have to be an anime fan. You can bring the whole family along.
I agree.
It's like,
agree.
You know, bring your kids, bring your wives. Girlfriends, if you got them, or boyfriends, you know, we don't judge here.
We don't judge. We only love.
Yeah. So it's like, guys, it's like, this is a movie you can watch. It's like, I feel like anybody could watch. It's to that level.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. 100%. Yeah, man. Go watch the movie. Thanks for watching this episodio.
Bye, guys.
Episode 2. of Sugoi Anime Weathering With You. We'll see you next time.